Today we are going to break away from getting you an episode on solved cases that have intrigued the nation and talk about an ongoing, unsolved case that is currently playing out in the justice system. This is a top news-bearing case that no matter how you look at it is truly criminal. All the info in this story is based on evidence we have gathered from multiple sources. It must be with the understanding that everyone is innocent until proven guilty, and that the person in this case is only considered a person of interest, and at this point is only a suspect. Let's talk a little about Brian Thompson, the United Healthcare CEO, who was murdered, and what we know so far behind this event. Luigi Mangione is currently the suspect being held without bail for that crime. He is facing a December 23rd trial date for charges related to a 3D printed gun, better known as a ghost gun, and a fake ID. Luigi has contested extradition to New York, where he faces murder charges. A little background on this case should start with the person to whom did nothing wrong in many people's eyes, Brian Thompson. Brian was born July 10, 1974 in Ames, Iowa. Thompson, who was 50 at the time, was named CEO of United Healthcare, United Health Group's insurance arm, in April 2021. He first joined United Health Group in 2004 and had previously served as CEO of the company's government programs, including Medicare and retiree coverage, and community and state programs providing Medicaid and other types of coverage to millions of individuals. In 2023, Thompson earned total compensation of $10.2 million, according to a disclosure by United Health Group. Before joining United Health Group, Thompson worked as a certified public accountant at accounting firm PwC, according to his biography on networking site LinkedIn. Thompson graduated from the University of Iowa in 1997 with a bachelor's degree in business administration and most recently resided in Maple Grove, Minnesota. Thompson was known to friends and colleagues as BT. He was married to Paulette Thompson, a physical therapist and fellow University of Iowa graduate. They had two sons. At the time of his death, Thompson and his family were residents of Maple Grove, Minnesota. He and his wife had been living in separate residences in Maple Grove. Thompson visited Ireland on several occasions as United Healthcare's sister company Optum has operations in the country and enjoyed playing golf there in Donegal. He was an active supporter of the Special Olympics movement and was honorary co-chair of the 2026 Special Olympics USA Games. On December 4, 2024, Thompson was in New York for an annual United Healthcare investors meeting. He left a Marriott hotel where he was staying, which was across the street from the New York Hilton Midtown, where his meeting was to be held. As he was walking along West 54th Street toward the Hilton at around 6:45 a.m. local time, he was shot from behind by a person dressed in a hooded jacket and wielding a pistol. Thompson was taken to Mount Sinai West Hospital in Manhattan, where, at 7:12 a.m., he was pronounced dead. His suspected killer had laid in wait for the right time to strike. As Brian passed the corner of the New York Hilton Midtown, on West 45th Street, the shooter stepped out from behind a black SUV and as he passed the SUV was shot two times, then his gun jammed. The shooter knew how to clear the jam by hitting the side of the gun to dislodge the jam and fired once more. Both SUVs had drivers in them, and there was a person at the bus stop there as well that saw and ran from the bullets. The shooter then stepped in front of another black SUV, and the shooter fled on foot into an alley, where a phone believed to be linked to the suspect was later recovered. Only in New York can you go out and shoot someone with witnesses around, and no one do anything about it. The suspect then got on an e-bike and fled into Central Park. The suspect then exited Central Park at 77th Street. The suspect then ditched the e-bike and took a taxi to the Port Authority bus facility at 178th Street by the George Washington Bridge. There is no evidence that the suspect ever got onto a bus at that point, but there is video of the suspect leaving the station and going south to Penn Station and then leaving New York by train to Philadelphia. The suspect then spent several days traversing the state from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh, according to Pennsylvania authorities. Prior to an arrest, the suspect was on a Greyhound bus traveling through Altoona when he got off and walked into a McDonald's where a witness recognized him from the images of the suspect circulated by police. The suspect, later identified as Luigi Mangione, was arrested and faces charges in New York, including second-degree murder. Mangione remains in the custody of the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections, pending his extradition to New York. A task force comprised of FBI agents and New York Police Department detectives spoke to Luigi Mangione's mother one day, before he was arrested in Pennsylvania and named a suspect in the shooting death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The conversation followed a tip that the FBI received from police in San Francisco, where Mangione's mother had filed a missing persons report about her son on November 18th. The tip from the San Francisco Police Department was based on physical appearance and Mangione's mother, in her conversation with the Joint Violent Crimes Task Force Sunday, indicated the person in the surveillance photos circulated by the NYPD could be her son. The task force was still working on the information the mother and SFPD provided when Mangione was spotted Monday at a McDonald's in Altoona. Luigi was an Ivy League graduate and the valedictorian of his class at a private all-boys high school in Baltimore, where his wealthy family is prominent in the real estate business and owns country clubs and golf courses. Despite having a privileged background, Luigi Mangione was described by friends as humble and believed to be destined for a bright future. He then went on to earning dual engineering degrees at the University of Pennsylvania, according to media reports, social media posts, and school records. His last known address was in Honolulu. In recent years, Mangione suffered from troubling back pain and underwent surgery to treat it. Around 2022, Mangione moved to Hawaii, where he lived for about 6 months at a co-working and co-living space in Honolulu. At the time, Mangione was working remotely. Mangione helped lead a book club for residents and liked going hiking and doing yoga. While residents sometimes discussed capitalism and the healthcare system, it wasn't like he had an axe to grind or he was even upset or angry about a particular issue. Other people didn't remember Mangione ever talking about guns or violence. Soon after Mangione moved to Hawaii, Mangione did a surf lesson and ended up in bed for about a week with back pain. It was really traumatic and difficult, you know, when you're in your early 20s and you can't, you know, do some basic things. Attorney Karen Agnifilo will represent Mangione as he faces a second-degree murder charge in New York for the December 4th shooting in Manhattan, a spokesperson for Friedman Agnifilo has confirmed. Agnifilo previously worked as the chief assistant district attorney in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office for 7 years and has experience in New York City's criminal justice system. She has worked in private practice for the past 3 years with Agnifilo and Trader LLP. Mangione's attorneys have denied that his client is responsible for the killing in New York and believes he will plead not guilty in the Big Apple to the murder charge and other charges. Mangione also plans to plead not guilty to charges in Pennsylvania, related to possession of a gun and fake ID authorities say was found on him when they arrested him. Luigi Mangione was also in possession of a letter that the authorities claim to be his manifesto. There are a lot of fake ones running around the internet, but this is the one that is real and the networks are keeping from the public. To the feds, I'll keep this short, because I do respect what you do for our country. To save you a lengthy investigation, I state plainly that I wasn't working with anyone. This was fairly trivial. Some elementary social engineering, basic CAD, a lot of patience. The spiral notebook, if present, has some straggling notes and to-do lists that illuminate the gist of it. My tech is pretty locked down because I work in engineering, so probably not much info there. I do apologize for any strife of traumas, but it had to be done. Frankly, these parasites simply had it coming. A reminder, the U.S. has the number one most expensive healthcare system in the world, yet we rank roughly number 42 in life expectancy. United is the indecipherable largest company in the U.S. by market cap, behind only Apple, Google, Walmart. It has grown and grown, but as our life expectancy? No, the reality is, these indecipherable have simply gotten too powerful, and they continue to abuse our country for immense profit because the American public has allowed them to get away with it. Obviously, the problem is more complex, but I do not have space, and frankly, I do not pretend to be the most qualified person to lay out the full argument. But many have illuminated the corruption and greed examples. Rosenthal, Moore, decades ago, and the problems simply remain. It is not an issue of awareness at this point, but clearly power games at play. Evidently, I am the first to face it with such brutal honesty. They just officially released the charges filed against Luigi. They are 1 count, murder in the first degree, in furtherance of terrorism. 2 counts, murder in the second degree. 1 for killing as an act of terrorism. 7 counts of weapon charges, 1 count related to fake ID. At the hearing, they have stated that they will try to move him to New York City for trial before Christmas. Luigi's lawyer is still trying to keep him in Pennsylvania. This is a fast-paced, developing story. Mangione's family has released a statement saying they are devastated by Luigi's arrest, but they have yet to address the situation further. The family has also not been to see Luigi since his arrest. This just in. Luigi Mangione waives extradition, headed back to New York City. What do you think that the words he had on the bullets mean? Deny, defend, depose. Tell me what you think is the motive behind this case. Do you feel he is innocent as he states that he is? Until next time, everyone stay safe.